Today's Perek in Tanakh is Perek Yehoshua Chof. And so yesterday we came to the glorious end that ended with a Vayechulu that was similar to Maaseh Bereishis, at the end of the Sefer of the Nachalot, the Sefer that is meant to be part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that defines the Nachalot of the Shvatim, except for the fact that suddenly what has happened over here is that the Shvatim turn into Matot. And that reminds us that we're really back in the story of Bamidbar. Now, we already sensed ourselves a little bit to be back in that story, because we started talking about Mochir ben Menashe, the Benos Tzolofchad, all of issues that had come up in Bamidbar, and that suddenly come back to life here as we come into Eretz Yisrael. And it was there that the matot suddenly become matot instead of shvatim. And here too we start talking about the matot, matevene dan, and somehow the nachalos in Eretz Yisrael are very nogeya at this point, the level of development that we had in Bamidbar, which is the development of mate, in which each shevet needed to see itself as a particular, what we say in English today, is the staff, right? So it's the chief of staffs. So Rosh HaMatot are the chief of staffs, literally. Which a mate is something that you use as a staff. So now, the relationship that we found there at Yisrael was a relationship that was based on goral, which in a sense was destiny, except for one, which was closed yesterday, that was Alpi Hashem, and actually there's a remez in the Pasuk Ach, it says, Alpi HaGoral, and the Ach is a miyut always. So the Medrash says it's mamayit. Actually, we're going to have this in Baba Basra later. It's Mamayet the Nachala that was given to Yoshua. Yoshua was given Alpi Hashem, and Kalev was given Alpi Hashem. So the two members of the Meraglim who were not Nichshal, both of them were given Nachalot Alpi Hashem and not Alpi HaGoral, which is remarkable. Now, of course, remember that there was also a whole other group that wasn't affected by the Meraglim. The very fact that Elazar HaKohen is alive here doesn't make any sense, does it? Didn't Kalev say to Yoshua, well, you know, we're the only ones left, so how come Elazar is left? The answer to that, of course, is that Levi was not included in the Gezerah at all, because it was only the ones who had been counted from the age of 20. So it was Anshei HaTzavah that were accounted, and that were included in the Gezerah of everyone of that generation will die. Those who were not counted, which includes all of Shevet Levi, not only Elazar HaKohen, none of them died. And what's fascinating is that those who were not affected by the Meraglim in the Midbar did not take a Nachala through Goralot. And now we are about to get into these special Nachalot. So the transition between the Nachalot was, we turned into Matot, we're given special Nachalot at the beginning and at the end, one to Kalev and one to Yoshua. Now comes the time for the Levim. However, what's interesting about the Orei Alevim is that they are presented together in the Torah with another issue. And that other issue relates to the Kohuna as well, Admot HaKohen HaGadol, and that is the idea of cities being protected areas. Now remember that we saw a tremendous difference between the Nachala, for instance, of Bnei Yosef uniquely, where the relationship was not to cities. And indeed, Bnei Yosef had come initially to Avram, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and tied it to him, we are shepherds, we need a vast amount of grazing space, and this area has grazing space, and we want to basically settle that area. And indeed, that area seems to be Mavatal, the cities, they don't have names. There are a lot of cities, Ela Harim, and it never tells us the name, Ela Harim. And these are Muvla'ot and so on, no names. Shishim Ir Kol Chevel Argov, no names. So then the other Matot, not only are named, but measured in each Chevel, and it's all in terms of cities. When it comes to Shimon, the Nachla consists of these cities, which is almost the opposite. Once we're in the city mode, the Torah has given us a very special way of looking at different groups of cities. So we know we have a din of an ear, which is Orechoma, Bate Orechoma, that we've discussed. That has a whole different din of Kiddusha, which it gives a different dinim about whether you're allowed to sell, how much time you have to sell, how much time you can change your mind, different from Orei HaChatzerot, and these are the Orim V'Chatzreihem. we speak about very often, the cities that are open. This comes to the fore, of course, in the Geula of Purim, where, as the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says, Lekoved Yoshua, the distinction between Botim, between Orim, that were Mukafot Chomam, Yemot Yoshua bin Nun, as opposed to other cities which are called Orei HaChatzirim, which are the Prazot. A whole halach of Purim revolves around this distinction at the time of Knis El Aretz, which is itself a remarkable idea. But we also find that there are certain cities that are meant as protection cities. These protection cities relate to the Levim, and as a matter of fact, it's the responsibility of Shevet Levi to teach and to be available as those who remove the concept of, in a sense, just goral, which is just randomness. They're the ones who teach the nature of avodah, which is investment, and the opposite of randomness. The connection of that to these particular cities is that if what appears to be a random event happens, and accidentally someone is involved in whatever the case may be, the Gemara goes through many, many cases, so this would be in modern terms questions of automobile accidents that are fatal, or other type of fatal accidents, it's viewed as the responsibility of Levi on some level, and therefore the individuals involved in such an event has to live in one of the Orei HaLeviim in order to be protected from any kind of avenging anger. And only at the death of the Kohen Gadol does he get a kapara, which is the ultimate tikkun of Levi, and he goes back to live in his own place. So we have in this area 48 different cities. Now, 6 of these cities are defined as national centers of protection, and they're not included in cities that are given only to the Levim. They don't belong to anybody. They're national cities. Not only that, they're national cities in which everyone who is involved in such a horrific event has the right to not only protection in the city, but even has the right to barracks in the city. So there's apartment houses that are available for anybody who comes in, doesn't need a reservation, is immediately given by the Zikne Ha'ir a place to stay, who knows how long it will be for, until the Kohen Gadol will die. Okay. The other 42 cities that are also protection cities go to the Levium directly. Those cities have areas outside that the Levium use for their flocks, for their industry, and so on. Now, those cities are also protection. However, they do not provide free dormitory space for people that come in. And there's another nafkamin al-alaha between them, which is that in the cities that are the 6 national centers, you do not have to be aware of the dinim and know that you're in that area to be protected. The protection is automatic. When it comes to the 42 Arei Aleviim, it needs to be a reservation and an understanding that I'm coming here for protection. Those are the two nafkaminas. They're obviously related, because hazmana is the opposite of mikra. And interestingly enough, the pasuk is going to bring that out as we begin. What most people do not know, however, maybe almost nobody knows, is that these cities, these 6 national centers, define the nature of the entire Yerusha. And therefore, as the Torah says, when ultimately all of Eretz Yisrael is ours, beyond the Gvulot that we have mentioned here of the other Shvatim, which really only took up a little bit of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't include the other Amamim that are meant to be given to us eventually, they didn't even capture the entire area of Eretz Yisrael, most of which remained completely out of reach. You must add an additional 3 cities. Those 3 cities, as the Rambam brings, are proof that there is going to be a Mashiach that will ultimately come. Because he says there's no way that the Torah was Mavtiach, something he gave us a whole parsha of mitzvahs that was never Mekuyam. So it must be that that's meant to be Mekuyam. More than that, as the Ramban points out, the way that those cities are announced in the Torah is that it's talking about their being functional only within the context of a completely perfected society. So it's only where you are already in a position of not being able to be chayte any longer, which mola shem lokechas levavcha and so on, at that point you'll be zocha to these other cities, which means there will be 9. So that means the definition of our nachala is in terms of these cities. Meshe Rabbeinu who had it b'keach to fight against Sichon va'og, put up the first three of these cities immediately when it was that he did that conquering, even though they're not functional until the network is completed. There needs to be the network of the six. Furthermore, as we already saw, the roads, we saw this in the Gemara, the road system in the country is defined by these cities. So the national highway system is built of 8-lane highways that crisscross the country between these cities, and only between these cities. Other roads are only 4-lane highways between cities. So that means that somehow the Torah views the structure of these cities as the definition of the level of society and also the interconnectedness of the different areas in the society, even physically, which is a remarkable thing. Therefore, the moment that we finished the Sefer that describes the Yerusha of the Shvatim, we move on to the next most important Nekuda, which is a special tzivoy to immediately set aside what is known as the Orei Miklat. But over here, the Torah doesn't call it Orei Miklat. Vayidaber Adonai Yehoshua lemor. Damer al b'nei Yisrael lemor. Tnu lachem et Orei HaMiklat asher dibarti alechem biyad Moshe. So initially we talk about them as the same words. These are the cities for Miklat, the ones I spoke about to Moshe. And notice, as the Medrash points out, every word over here is dibur. Why do we have Lashon Kasha? Vayidaber Hashem, daber al b'nei Yisrael, kasher dibarti alechem biyad Moshe. I mean, is it so tough? So the Medrash points out, absolutely. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be mavater on. This is of the essence of the Nachala here. So it's kokach lama mipnei shehiter, whatever that means. So in other words, we're talking about over here the Torah's vision of Nachala, not stam that it's b'dioraita. So this is dibur. And the function is l'nu shama rotzeach makei nefesh b'shkagav v'vli da'at v'ayulachem l'miklat migal adam. This is what needs to be done in order for a murderer who killed accidentally to be protected from a goel adam. V'nasa l'achat mi'arim ha'ele, he must run to one of the following cities, and there v'amat petach shara ir, he stands in front of the shara ir, which always means the Beit Din. The tira the dina is the shara ir. V'diber boz nezik ne'agir ayet varav, he speaks zed devar harotzeach, as the pasuk puts it. Devar means there needs to be a speech. He speaks. And as the Gemara says, he says, I am a murderer, and therefore I reject any of your covet, and so on and so forth. If Lamaisa, they want to be Mechabit him anyway, because he's a famous person and a great Talmud Chacham, he can be Mechaba. But he has to call himself a murderer, so that he presents himself, and then V'yasvu oto ha'ira aleihem, V'natnu lo makom V'yashav imah. It's from here that we derive the halacha that they are mechuyev to provide apartment spaces for these people. They bring him in, and so it's an official presentation. They give him a place, and there he lives with the city. V'chiyirdov goel adam acharav, and if he's being chased by a goel adam, v'lo yazgiru atarotzer biyado. There's a lashon of hezger, the modern word, of course. We use the same word for deportation, to be mazgir into the hands of another country. Here would be to be mazgir to a goel adam, and this is not to be done. They can't give it over into the hands of the goel adam. Ki bivlidat ikat reyeu veloso neyu lo mitmo shilshon. He murdered accidentally and never was known to hate this guy, and therefore he's afforded protection. V'yashav ba'ir ahi is to stay in that city ad amdo lifnei ha'idah le'mishpat, until either he stands in Beit Din, and they potter him. So in other words, they could say he's not included in the ones who are Mechuy of Galut, because there's a very strict definition of what's considered to be the type of accident that is Chayiv in Galut. Or, if they say you are Chayiv in Galut, then he's sent back to the city. Or, of course, they could find him guilty, in which case he would be killed, or not afforded the Irmiklat. This is why, in other words, there's two things over here. The first one is, he killed Bivlidat. The second one is, whatever the case is, he has to go to Lifnei Aida Limishpat. So from here we learn. The first thing is, when a person is involved either in a murder or in an accidental manslaughter, he has to run to an Ir Miklat immediately in order to be protected from a Goel Adam. Then Beit Din has to decide what his din is. If his din is that he's chayav in galut, he's sent back to the ir miklat. Admot haKohen Gadol asher yeh bayamim ahem. Az yashuv haRotzeach, after the death of the Kohen Gadol, at that point the Rotzeach goes back to where he was, goes back to his previous status. Ubal irov el beito el ha'ir asher nath misham, and is no longer in any way looked down upon.
The Gol Adam has no right.
Absolutely not. Vayakdishu, and so as a response to this tzivui, Vayakdishu es Kedesh Bagalil Bahar Naphtali, so going from the north to the south, so the in the Galil, the city of Kedesh became Kodesh for this purpose, and this was in the area of Naphtali, at Shechem Bahar Ephraim, moving further down, Shechem in the area of Ephraim became an Ir Miklat, Vet Kiryat Arba Yichevron Bahar Yehuda. Now, this can't really be true. The reason it can't be true, as the Gemara points out, is that none of these cities is allowed to be a metropolitan center. Because if it's a metropolitan center, it attracts the Gaol Adam, and that is waiting for accidents to happen. Not accidents, but waiting for tragedy. Therefore, so the Gemara asks, so, but it said before, Arei HaMiftzar, and just yesterday, when we were talking about the Tzer of the Tzidon, so here we're including Arei Miftzar, it calls over there the Tzer, Hamat, Adma, Rama, Vekedesh. Kedesh is one of the Arei HaMiftzar. If it's one of the Arei HaMiftzar, that means it's an important center. How could Kedesh therefore be used as a national protection center if it's an Ir Miftzar? Therefore, say Chazal, the fact, and we've seen this throughout, the fact that there's a large central city called Kedesh doesn't mean that there isn't a secondary town in the area that's also called Kedesh. There's Trey Kedesh Havi. And we've seen this again and again, that we talk about a city, Yerushalayim. There's the Yira Tachtona, there's the Yavus, and then there's Yerushalayim. Now, those are not all one in the same place. One's more in the valley, one is up on top of the hill, one belongs to Binyamin, one belongs to Yehuda, or we found cases of Beit El and Luz, where the Gvul may go between two areas that are very, very close to each other. Same thing happens in Hebron. We spoke about these areas not being given to individuals, and yet we said we were going to give that area to Kalev. And again, Chazal say, no, there's two places there. You've got the area around the Chatzirot, and then you've got the center, probably the Kiryat Arba, was some type of fortified center. So we call it the Kiryah. So the even today we call it the Kiryah, the central place. Okay? That obviously was not given to an individual. And so on. So we have to distinguish a name of a place as a name of a large area that may include the central settled area, or it may include the suburbs, and maybe only the suburban area was the area that functioned as an Ir Miklat. That's certainly very possible. Now, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had already set aside Az Yavdil Moshe, as it says in the Torah, Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim, so that from there we learn Mitzvah HaBaliyatcha, be Mekayim it while you can. So even though he knew that he wasn't going to be Zaycha to do the rest, but nonetheless, he set aside the first three. And therefore, me'aver le'arden mizracha, notnu et betzer ba'midbar. Now we're going from south to north. Because the truth is, that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu came, south to north. So he saw it in that way. So the Arei HaMiklat was Betzer, Ramot, and Golan. Those were the three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu had already been separated. And Yehoshua separated three cities, which, according to the Gemara, were directly across from each other, which calls into question the identification of Betzer by archaeologists. So these are meant to be mechuvanot. The Lashon of the Gemara is kimin shtei shurot shebakeren. So they were perfectly aligned, so that Chevron was keneged Betzer, Shechem was keneged Ramot in the Gilad, not to be confused with other Ramots, and Kedesh in Naphtali was keneged Golan, also not very perfectly identified. So these are cities that were, according to Gemara, completely lined up. And the idea over here is a geographic pattern with the roads between them going straight between these cities, simply like a chessboard. So that me'ever le'arden Yericho, and by the way, we see here that Yarden Yericho does not mean the Yarden around Yericho. Yarden Yericho means the Yarden
whose chashivut is Yericho, as we said at the beginning of the Sefer, Yericho was like the lock. It was the key to getting into Eretz Yisrael, and the chashivut of it gave its name to the entire Yarden that it protected. And the Yarden itself, remarkably, according to the Gemara, is called Yarden by us because it's Yored Dam. That means the end of the Nachala now redefines the beginning of the Nachala. Since Dan ended up going to Leshem yesterday, and that is the Mokam HaPanyas, Panyas or Banyas, as we say today, which is the Mekorot of the Yarden. From that point on, the Yarden is Yored to the Yam HaMelach. So it's called the Yarden because it's Yored Midan. That's how we preserve that name. Therefore, according to the Gemara, what we're doing over here is we're basically bootstrapping ourselves with the operation of the Knesset Eretz Yisrael, so that the Yericho, which lends its name to the Yarden, Yarden Yericho, is the beginning and closing of the story of the Nachalot. So, Me'ever Yarden Yericho Mizracha, going from south north, Natnu et Betzer Bamidbar, that's in the Mishor, that belonged to Reuven, Ramot Begilad, which belonged to Mimate Gad, and Golan Ved Golan Bebashan, which belonged to Mimate Menashe. And now comes the strange terminology for what were previously called Arei Miklat. Elu Hayu Arei HaMu'adda. Mu'adda. And Mu'adda is a strange double meaning, by the way, because to be Ma'ad is to accidentally do something. Ma'ad means you slip. But Mo'ed means to be defined. The old Mo'ed is the Mishkan Zimna. Zman means Zimun, Mizuman, the opposite of randomness. So that means that the behavior in which people are not careful about what they do leads to a random breakdown in Hashgach, as the Rambam says. They become now given over into the hands of Anochi Haster Astir. The solution to that is to be in a place that is Muzman, Mu'ad. So these are cities now that are Mu'ad. And you'll notice, remarkable thing is the Maral explains it. The Gemara points out that this is very strange. We've got three cities to the west of the Yarden, which has got 90% of the population of Eretz Yisrael, and three cities to the east of Yarden that has these almost uninhabited areas and just the 2.5 Shvatim. Now, how do you explain that? Says the Gemara that in the area of Gilad, there was a lot of murderers, Nefishei Rotzchim. So the Maral points out a remarkable thing. This is irrelevant to the Arei Miklat, because the Arei Miklat are not for murderers, they're for accidents. So who cares if there are murderers? Therefore, says the Maral, you see from here, that the definition of the value of life results in the number of accidents. So if people do not have the same sense of responsibility for the value of life, there are going to be more accidents, and they're entirely accidental. But they become accident-prone because of the fact that they no longer care as much. And therefore, you needed the Arei Miklat in that area. That would be the equivalent. It's a remarkable idea. You can't assume that you will have a lackadaisical attitude about life, but you'll still remember to buckle your child in the seatbelt. Lav dafka. So that means that the way that you drive, you see this all the time on the road, the way that you drive is connected to how much you care about life. You see, the Arabs drive mamish as if they're only interested in dying or killing. It's an amazing thing. Which is the same, it's the same attitude. No, you know, doesn't matter. Replaceable units, you know, as long as your virgins are waiting for you. And the same thing is true. The lower class of person, the less concern with the capability of taking that extra care not to do something that might result in an accident. Mamela, this is defining morality downwards. Once you define morality downwards, then the entire structure of society reflects that downward morality, says the Maral. In which case, you need the same number of Arei Miklat on one side of it. But that already shows us why the Arei Miklat becomes central to a society's ability to function, and why the ultimate Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Yemot HaMashiach, is defined by three additional Arei Miklat. So in other words, if the level of awareness of the Arei Miklat goes up, and that explains the insane superhighway system for people that are never going to be traveling on it, Because after all, these are cities that are bedafka, not centers. So why the heck would anybody go there? It's an absolutely crazy thing. Not only that, the Gemara says there need to be signs every kilometer. There need to be signs and a stopping area. And Beis Din is responsible, the Beis Din HaGadol is personally responsible for maintaining these eight-lane highways. There can't be any crossings of other roads. They have to be bridges. Yes, starts up Purim, beautiful. It's one of the things that happens by Adar, right? That's the Yotzim al Adrachim. That's Ashkalim and Drachim. Goes together, beautiful. And you need to have bridges that cover. There's no such thing as anything that makes you slow down. You're going full speed ahead, and you've got markers every kilometer. This direction, you can understand what this does to people's brains. But, I mean, there's no way to forget the question of accidents. It's crazy. So the entire society is structured around the awareness of the value of responsibility. So therefore, this was the first thing that was done, both by Moshe Rabbeinu and the moment that it was an entry into Eretz Yisrael. Eila hayu arei hamu'ada. These were the cities that were set up muzman l'chol b'nei Yisrael. V'lager hagar b'tocham. Lanus shama. It may be that he will be aimed b'fnei Sanhedrin. They will decide to give him into the hands of the Goel Adam, who has the mitzvah to take the first stone, so to speak. But the city is there to protect against every murderer up front.